Artwork Newspaper Issue 229 Winter 2023-2024. Title, A Ceramic Curse on War. Caption, Nick Jones leaves his perch on Hadrian's Wall and his thoughts on borders, to visit a ceramic artist with a powerful message for peace. I'm sitting on Hadrian's Wall, looking down on Sycamore Gap, my artwork press pass round my neck. It's cordoned off, there are lots of officials peering about, and, towards the Roman road, a blue flashy light winks. Gaps, big or small, allow things through, but they also separate. Lots of people think, mistakenly, that the wall is the border between England and Scotland, built to keep troublesome Scots at bay. I have both Scottish and Welsh genes, and like sitting on fences, you can see all sides. Picture, King Sausage. 2023. From the series Hex on Thou Ze or Tool, of the Divil assembled slipcast earthenware paper clay, glaze, on glaze decals, platinum luster. Photo Paddy Hartley. Four thoughts. First, it was Hadrian's vanity project, his way of being remembered. Second, it never was a proper barrier, but porous, hence the deliberate inclusion of ways through, to allow for trade, porridge, whiskey, kilts, bagpipes, to both Roman centurions and Sassenachs. Third, around 425 million years ago, Scotland was part of North America, then Laurentia. What's now England was part of eastern Avalonia, the other side of the Lapitus Ocean. Fourth, long after these land masses came together, in the early Middle Ages, the borders were part of the Kingdom of Reged, straddling the wall, with inhabitants speaking Old Welsh, Aca Cumbric. Sad to say, borders still cause all sorts of bother, but our beloved of arms manufacturers, like William I Baron Armstrong of Craigside, near Rothbury, and of rulers, politicians, bureaucrats, and lawyers, who carve up countries, and then stand back, to watch the ensuing mayhem. Like James I of England and 6th of Scotland, who initiated the plantation of Ulster in the early 17th century, and Arthur Balfour, whose eponymous 1917 declaration preceded the creation of Israel. Then there's Crimea, and Ukraine. Which brings me to the wild border town of Berwick-upon-Tweed. Famously but mistakenly mentioned as still at war with Russia, being omitted from the 1856 treaty concluding the Crimean War. All because, back in the 17th century the town, being of the kingdom, but not in it, was separately mentioned in royal proclamations, statutes and the Book of Common Prayer. Picture, the end. To be continued, 2021. Thrown ceramic surgical steel from the Roche Commission, exhibited in The Cost of Life. Photo Paddy Hartley. Amusing once, not so now, as demonstrated by recent work by the ceramic artist Paddy Hartley, whose studio lies just inside the protecting embrace of Berwick's great Elizabethan ramparts. An artist of international repute, his work addresses issues relating to the history of medicine, conflict, and remembrance. Commissions include residences at the Victoria and Albert Museum and the National Maritime Museum at Greenwich. Recently he undertook a prestigious commission to commemorate the 125th anniversary of the Swiss pharmaceutical company Hoffmann La Roche. Undertaken, appropriately, as COVID swept the planet, Paddy writes, the notion at the forefront of my mind whilst developing the artwork, and reiterated by my collaborators at Roche, was that wherever possible, healthcare and in particular the pharmaceutical industry should aim to add life to years, and not years to life. To improve the quality of life, rather than to extend it. It culminated in a touring solo exhibition and retrospective, The Cost of Life, addressing challenges facing the pharmaceutical industry and society, premiered in Basel in 2021, and then toured to Riga, Latvia. Paddy's time in Latvia, spring 2022, coincided with the Russian attack on Ukraine. Directly across the street from the Russian embassy in Riga, the Vipul Stradi Museum of Medical History was adorned with a Putin death skull banner. Emblematic of the bravery, boldness, dark humor and resilience of Ukrainians and Baltic nations both, it became a catalyst for his most recent body of work Hex on Thou Ze or A Curse on Your War. His reaction was horror and fear, but not helplessness. Instead he created totemic ceramic sculptures, grotesque mannequins, redolent of Bosch, Bacon, and, in our time, Peterhausen. Visceral, Splanknik even. No, I didn't either. They include a series called, Got to be a Joker He Do What He Please, from the Beatles song Come Together, highlighting the dangers of mania, which would be comic, if not so tragic. Ironic that just as the pandemic delivered a wake-up call to humanity, that we are all in this together, calling for international cooperation, world rulers continue to initiate more destruction and loss of life, all with a carbon footprint that puts climate change denial in the shade. With so many countries pursuing policies that represent an up yours to people and planet, it's humans that need to change, isn't it? As James Lovelock said, Jaya will look after herself, and if we can't do the same, well, so be it. More common sense would be a good place to start, followed by more connection and less separation. Time to look at things differently, like the Irishman who defined a net as a lot of holes tied together with string. For holes, read nations, and for strings, try borders. www.paddahartley.com